a beautiful house and car. From 6:17 a.m. to 8:14 a.m. on the morning of May 6, I was with the Lord. My body shook for 20 minutes, and I was perspiring under a very heavy anointing. The groanings from deep within my spirit poured forth. Then I sensed the Lord's presence in the room.
"Come, my daughter Chunam, I must take you to the beach,"
he said. I noticed his hand moving toward me. The next thing I saw was my transformed body walking with the Lord along the beach. It was such a happy time. I was smiling at the Lord like a little child who is enjoying a special moment with a parent. My whole body felt happy, and I could tell the Lord was happy too. "Lord, I've missed you. I love you so."
"I love you, daughter, and that is why I have brought you here."
We went to the usual rock that served as our resting place on these trips to the beach. I always sit on his left side and either hold his hand or put my hand under his arm. I sang with joy for a time before the Lord told me,
"My daughter, I'm going to show you something. I want you to be happy."
The vision voice came forth from my spirit. It seemed to take control of me for a long time. The vision came forth, and I saw a huge river that was unusually wide. Many houses were situated close to the river, but they were placed high above the water on magnificent rocks. My attention was drawn to a particular house. It was a white frame, two-story home with a quaint white fence all around it. There was no grass in front of the house, and instead of a grass lawn, the grounds were landscaped in the form of a spectacular rock garden. Flowers and trees proliferated around the house. The entrance to the yard was a huge gate. A bright, shiny red car was parked on the left side of the garage. It was a luxurious automobile. The front of the house had a couple of steps leading to beautiful double doors. The vision continued. Inside the house, there was a cream-colored carpet, and the well-built furniture was decorated in an array of colors. The living room was very large, and a master bedroom suite was downstairs nearby. The bedroom was huge. It had a king-sized bed and cherry-colored dressers, tables, and wardrobes. The bedspread was gold, and the draperies matched. I was able to look into the kitchen, where I saw cabinets made of cherry wood. In the center of the kitchen, there was a barbecue pit, and modern appliances were everywhere. Just outside of the kitchen, there was a terraced backyard with trees lining an attractive fence. It truly was a mansion, and I thought, "This is so beautiful, but why is the Lord showing it to me? We already have a nice car and house that the Lord has provided for us. I'm not really interested in material things anymore." The vision evaporated, and the Lord spoke to me.
"Did you like what you saw?"
"It was beautiful, Lord."
"It will be yours."
I cried. "It was also wonderful. It was grace that exceeded all my expectations, a grace that I did not deserve." I kept asking myself, "Why me?" People often ask that question when bad things happen to them, but I was asking it because of the blessings. Already the Lord had showered a multitude of blessings on me. Truly, the blessings were more than I could contain. It was as if the prophecy of Malachi had come true in my life, in the here and now, on this earth. "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." Malachi 3:10. For a long time, Roger and I had been tithing from our incomes and giving offerings to various ministries. When I could, I would help every ministry, but I had never expected such results from our obedience. God was so wonderful. Truly, I was unable to contain the blessings He poured upon us. He had opened the windows of heaven, and He was preparing to do even more for us. "But Lord," I said, "I don't need anything. I have everything I want already."
Don't cry, my daughter,
he counseled. It always seemed to bother the Lord when I cried. I'm sure that's because he wants me to be happy. Nonetheless, I cried even harder, because the vision had actually confused me. I wondered if it meant that he would not be coming back for his children as soon as I had expected. If he is coming for us soon, why would he want to give me such a big house and expensive car? As usual, he knew my thoughts.
Daughter, are you worried that I will not come soon because I am giving you this house and car?
His question stirred my deepest emotions, and I began to cry harder. The Lord lifted my face and wiped my tears. Then, in very reassuring tones, he said,
My precious daughter, I'm coming as I said I would, but until then, I want you to have the best.
Lord, you already gave me a beautiful house and car. I do not need or want anything else. The only thing I want is to please you and serve others until you return for us. You said if we love you, we must be good to others. That is why I want to lead as many people to you as I can, because I know that is what you want.
I do not want you to worry about anything anymore. You want only to please me, and you are not expecting anything else. That is why I want to give you more than you now have. Say no more. Be happy.
His words comforted me and filled me with joy and hope. He would be returning soon, and I had nothing to worry about. My mind was drawn to a verse I had heard in church. The speaker had told us that the true believers would be the head, not the tail. See Deuteronomy 28:44. This is the blessing that comes to all those who serve the Lord with joy and gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. See Deuteronomy 28:47. The Lord said,
We must go back now.
And then he stood up. We walked back to the place where we usually begin and end our visits to the beach. While we were walking, the Lord did something he'd never done before. He picked me up and spun me around in the same way a father will sometimes do with his small child. I began to laugh hysterically, and I noticed that my natural body almost lifted off the bed. The power of the Lord was very strong upon me. It was a precious moment of indescribable joy, and one that allowed me to fully realize the meaning of the passage that says, That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1, 7-9. Joy inexpressible and full of glory. My faith had been strengthened by the personal revelation of Jesus Christ. I loved him so much, I had even seen him. It was glorious, and I continue to enjoy an unspeakable joy that is full of glory.